Well, here at the Adelaide Convention Centre, I'm talking with Simon Burgess, who's Director of Conventions and Exhibition Sales. Simon, thanks for having us here again in Destination SA, and congratulations on what you've done so far with the centre, but you've still got plenty to do, haven't you?
It's a work in progress just at the moment, but this is a big year for the centre, and I think it's a big year for Adelaide in terms of all the infrastructure that's happening. We're just one piece of the pie in that. But what we're doing here is in July, we will receive our East building back from the contractors. In August, we'll launch it, and then in September, we have our largest event ever, which is 3,500 people. It's the International Astronautical Congress. So a busy year and a lot going on.
Now, the major piece of your renovation, even though perhaps it wasn't in floor space terms, but in critical infrastructure, is the plenary area, which gives you 3,500 seats all in one spot, pillarless. It's absolutely fantastic to see the animation on what it can do. Talk us through what this particular theatre can do for people who come here for a conference.
A lot has gone into the design, and really what we're trying to do is to create a flexible space that then is also in keeping with the other two buildings. So it's very much an idea that the building opens out to the river, has natural daylight, gives delegates a sense of destination across the three buildings. We can house one large event, or in each of the buildings we can house an individual event, all concurrently. In the East building, which, as you say, is the plenary building, we can actually cut and dice that up in a number of different ways. We can have a wall through the centre, which then means you can do an exhibition and dinner, or dinner on one side and the plenary on the other, or you can open the whole thing out for the maximum capacity of 3,500. There's a fun thing in it that we've got levered seating, which means we can then do flat floor banquets, what have you. But we've also got these rotating drums at the back of the hall, which at the flick of the switch during a coffee break rotate around and gives you a separate theatrette for 320 people. So that's just some of the flexibility. We can cut it down the middle, as I mentioned, but we also have the lower section and an upper balcony section as well, which we can actually segregate depending on what the needs are for the clients. And that's really what it's about. It's about trying to make the venue fit around the needs of the event rather than the other way around.
Now, this is a $5 or $6 billion precinct here along North Terrace in Adelaide. Depends who you talk to what the number is, but hey, who's counting? But you have spent $400 million here at the Convention Centre to turn what was Australia's first convention centre into a 21st century destination now. Just talk us through that.
Yeah, it's great that we'll have the newest convention centre here in Adelaide. $400 million, a significant investment in infrastructure in terms of flexibility of building, as we've talked about, but also in the technology. We know that technology is crucial to events going forward. We have the capability for 12,000 Wi-Fi connections here, and significant investment has gone into rotational seating, retractable seating, and levered seating. So there's a lot of different things that can happen within the space here.
Not everybody wants a meeting for 1,000 people. What are your other offerings? What other space do you have?
Again, part of the vision is to be able to house and accommodate anything from 200 to 500 people in an integrated space where they can actually use the meeting rooms for plenary, and then during the coffee break we can then convert that to breakout, and then in the extensive foyer space, which is part of the design of the building, that can then be housed for that all-important networking function and also over the catering or setting up lounges, that sort of thing. So what we found is that those areas sort of act almost like a hotel space in that regard, and it keeps people together and it keeps them networking and keeps them all in one area, which then sort of promotes an atmosphere at the Congress. And that's why we know that people keep coming to Congresses, because it's the human element. They need a good program, but they also want to catch up with people.
Now, one of the interesting things I noticed is that you're putting a skywalk in. Now, this is not the Sydney Harbour Ridge Climb, but just explain to our listeners, what is the skywalk and what does it afford visitors who come to the centre?
It's something that's actually, it sounds very flash, but it really will be functional, because it's just a way of actually generating flow across the building. We know that you have anchor space for events and then the breakout areas, and it's another means of connecting the upper level between the east and the west buildings. So when we actually look out over the river, we will have three buildings that connect over three different levels, and the Skyway is an integral part of that. And it's going to be fun to walk over, and you're going to have some wonderful views from there as well. So it's functional, but it's fun as well.
You think people are going to stand there watching the big screen at Adelaide Oval to see who's winning the game?
It's possible. I wouldn't rule anything out. Maybe we should do a Skyway walk, like the roof climb at Adelaide Oval, and maybe we can dangle you off the edge of it.
Well, this is actually within the building, isn't it? It's not outside, but is it going to have a glass floor?
No glass floor, but it will have a glass balustrade. So, if you get weak at the knees at heights, maybe you want to stay closer to the wall.
Now, is this as much expansion as you're going to have for the convention centre? Is this all you're going to do, or do you still have plans beyond this to do more?
I don't think there are any plans as such at the moment. I think really the aim has been to complete what we've actually committed to, and obviously there's some funding involved in this that we need to deliver on. I think then there'll be a period of consolidation. But what has happened with the centre up to now, we were launched 30 years ago in 1987, and what has happened is, as there's been demand, there's been a motivation to increase the space. And if we continue to need more space, then that's what we'll look at that point. I think at the moment, with the infrastructure that we've got in terms of flights and with the new hotels coming online and the facilities we have here and the development that you were talking about, some billions of dollars being spent on the riverbank, that's good for now. But who knows? I think as things move forward, it might be that we need to put another layer on top and go three or four story. But there's no plans just at the minute.
Now, part of this $5 or $6 billion we've talked about is the new medical and scientific precinct, which is just adjacent to where we are now in the convention centre. Are you seeing evidence that that's starting to kick goals? Are you getting lots of medical and scientific events here at the centre?
That was our largest segment in terms of conferencing anyway, and that's only set to grow. If we could choose our neighbours, which we didn't get to do, but I mean, we would have chosen something like having the largest medical precinct in the Southern Hemisphere on our doorstep. The possibilities for medical conferencing are just immense, in the fact that it's a ready supply of speakers if people need speakers within the different disciplines that they're studying on the precinct, but also in terms of delegates and getting student nurses to come through, because there's going to be a lot of people involved in that. The researchers will be coming to conferences as well. And then there's also that opportunity that in terms of site tours, all they have to do is cross over the road and maybe midday, there can be a two-hour site tour of SAMRI or a two-hour site tour of one of the university buildings to give people a better idea of the research that's taking place here. So it's a very powerful combination for us.
So your first big test of the new completed facility is in September. How exciting is that, and what are you doing to gear up for it? Staff and facilities?
In terms of sales, which is what I'm involved in, we've been selling this building now and taking bookings for the last sort of 3 to 4 years. So the fact that it's actually coming online doesn't affect us as much. But in terms of the operation, yes, we're doing a lot of trials. We're gearing up for the space. We're actually increasing the number of people that we have employed here at the centre because we'll be operating at a different level. We'll have an extra building. And this, to be honest, is the first time that we will have more space, because we created the West Building, but that actually then we closed the original building at that time. So we've only been working with two buildings. Now we're going to three buildings, so there is an upscale in what we need to be doing. But we're ready for that and excited about International Astronautical Congress. They're going to be using every single inch of space that we have here. We wish we had more space that we could actually give to them, and that will flow out into hotels and other bookings elsewhere. So it will be a test, absolutely, but it's something that we're really looking forward to. It's why the centre was built, and it's great for Adelaide, not just the centre.
Simon, good luck.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.